Blog Talk Radio.
It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. Yeah. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me. Yep. And I thought that I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go.
Thank you this morning, Father. We give you glory. We
give you the honor. And Father, we're giving you the praise today, for there's none like you. You brought us to another weekend, and we're grateful unto you. Father, you brought us from last Saturday until today. And we're grateful this morning. We appreciate you. We love you. Father, we are remembering today there's none like you. We can search all over. We'll never find anybody greater than Almighty God Jehovah that have all power. You're on our side. You care for us. You put us in places we never thought we could go or be. And Lord, we just thank you for all you've done, for what you're doing right now and what you're going to do, great and mighty things. We come before you as a group this morning here to give you the first fruit of our day as a group here on Jesus in the Morning. And we thank you, Lord, for the old path. We thank you that we can go back to the old path and take a look around. We thank you that we can remember back to the day when we gave our life unto you. Because we belong to you. You made us for our pleasure. But you're more than a fair God. You give us the option to choose whether we want to serve you or not, whether we want to love you or not, whether we want to accept you or believe you or not. You're the great God. You're the great God that healeth thee. You're the great God that give us what they call today options, choices. You never force your hand. All things, Lord, must work for our good. We love you. And you called us, and some of us you chose. And we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you that we can come before you anytime to make our petition known unto you. We thank you that we can put whatever concerns us, small or great, on the altar and walk away, leaving it in your hands, believing you and trusting you. We thank you this morning. We don't have that everywhere, Father. We don't have it everywhere. We only have that option in you. Hallelujah. And we give you glory this Friday morning. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We can't say thank you enough. You've done so much for us. Lord, when we should be down, we're yet up. When we should hang our head in shame, you're the lifter of our head. We can lift up our head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting arms. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? Father, it's you, the Lord, strong and mighty. We thank you this morning that there is now no condemnation, hallelujah, unto the believer, God, because you set a pattern for us. If we find out we did wrong, we can repent. If we find out we did wrong, knowing we was doing wrong, you said it's a sin, we can repent. And you will in no wise cast us out. But you will forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, give us a brand new start, wipe the slate completely clean. And we thank you this morning. Father, we thank you that you're not a boring God. And help us not to be a boring people. Help us to be a people of excitement, a people of action. For you're an exciting God and a God of action. You don't just speak words and that's it. But God, you fulfill your words. You fulfill your promises. And we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you today. We can't thank you enough. And Father, we come this morning, bow down before you, asking that you would bless every caller and every listener. Every household represented here, every family member, every friend, near and far today, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know what we stand in the need of this morning, more so than we know. And we ask that you would meet the need today in our lives, according to your riches and glory, by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we come asking this morning that what we're lacking, you will multiply. Father, you will add to it you would make it much more than it already is, for you know the need today. We thank you for another October. But Lord, this month is going quite quickly. It's going out quite fast. So is time winding up for you to return. And we ask this morning that you would help us, Lord, that we are preparing daily for your return, that we'll be ready when you return for us in the name of Jesus. Some of us, God, we're coming back with you to judge the world. Help us today to continue to strive for perfection. Help us today to walk in your word, to walk according to your word. Help us to walk in your spirit and allow you to lead and guide us in the right path for your name's sake. Father, help us not to have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. Help us not to be talkers of your word, but doers of your word. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. But Father, we love you this morning. And we know that you love us. You so loved us. You sent your only begotten son. You allowed him to come and suffer and bleed and hang and die and conquer all and rise with all power. The cross is ever before us, oh God, because of the great work he did there for us. Without him, we would not be here. It was you that found a way to redeem man back to you, and we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We come asking you today, Father, whatever our prayer request is, Lord, whatever we prayed for, whatever we talked to you about, whatever we are talking to you about this morning, Father, whatever's on our heart today, we ask, oh God, that you would fix it. We ask that you would fix our hearts, that we can think right. We can do right. Ask that you would regulate our minds. For you gave us power, love, and a sound mind this morning. We want our mind to be the same as your son, Jesus. So we ask this morning to let this mind be in us that was also, hallelujah, in your son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. We ask this morning, Father, that those that are here that are sick today, that you would touch and heal. That you would fix them, oh God. Heal from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Every illness, every disease, every sickness, oh God. Mental health, no matter what it is this morning, we ask for your total healing today in the name of Jesus. And Father, many times we'll come for healing, but we overlook health. We overlook health, God, but we'll come for healing. Help us to remember health. Help us to remember healthy. Help us to remember we have a duty to keep us healthy in the name of Jesus. Lift every burden from us this morning. Lord, lift every burden from us in the name of Jesus. We come to you this morning, but we know no other. And without you, we can't do it. For without you, Father, we can do nothing. Help us today to lean and depend on you more than ever before. Help us not to even consider the ways of our flesh, but consider the ways of your spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Father, bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. This morning, Father, we ask that you remember our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Remember them today in the name of Jesus. And Father, supply the need in their lives. Stir up the gifts in them. If they're going in the wrong direction, Father, turn them around to the correct way to go in you. Help them to remember to do what's right today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we ask that you would bless widowers, bless bereaved families this morning, bless intercessory prayer people everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. This morning, remember our brothers and sisters overseas, Father. We ask that you would bless them, those that are struggling, Lord, to study your word, to pray, to witness, Lucia protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. And Father, let your word spread even the more, the Great Commission this morning, overseas for our brothers and sisters. You wish that none should perish. Do it for them today, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would bless Israel this morning. Prosper Jerusalem. Send your protecting angels, your witnessing angels, O God, to stand watch, to protect, to shield, keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, loose your witnessing angels that they would witness to Israel, that they will remember that, God, you love them, and there's nothing too hard for you to do. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Father, bless America. But Lord, bless America to turn their hearts to you. Wherever the enemy is in America, God, we ask that you would send your anointing, that you would place the blood of Jesus there. For the blood of Jesus is against Israel, against evil. Anywhere evil resides in America, we ask, Lord, that you would cover it in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the blood of Jesus is against evil. Move by your spirit today, Father, for America. We know that you bless us daily, but many refuse to see. Many are looking for what's natural, but your spirit, oh God, your spiritual God, and help them to see. They that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. They that come to you must believe by faith. Help this morning, oh God, for time is winding up. Again, Father, you wish that none should perish. All of this is about working unto you, getting a people ready to return to you. For you're coming back looking for your people. Help us today. You're looking for that church without spot or wrinkle. Father, help us today. Oh, to be a great part of your church, a great part of you. That, Father, we'll follow your lead in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Have your way here this morning, oh God. Move by your spirit like never before here today. Use me in your service to bless your people right here. For me, all, we all, Father, stand in the need of you. We all stand in the need of hearing from you today in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And, Father, we give you the praise. Have your way here. I'll move by your spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing and we thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you that when two or three are gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, you're in the midst. We're touching and agreeing with each other on these prayers this morning, that, Father, you would move on every word in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah unto his majesty. Hallelujah unto the great God Jehovah. Hallelujah unto all power this morning, all powerful God. Hallelujah. Thank you. We can't thank you enough. Oh, you're on our side today. Hallelujah. In spite of us, in spite of our actions, in spite of our misbehaving, you're yet for us because you love us so much. And we thank you. Oh, we thank you for the yet so love us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the so love us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We ask it all this morning in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to his majesty. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, for there's none like you. Hallelujah. We can search all over. Won't find anybody, nobody greater than Almighty God who have all the power. Hallelujah. He's on our side this morning. I just learned that just to tell him hallelujah. Yeah, unto him because he has done great things in our lives. Hey, down around Florida, he is 69, 68 this morning. Yeah, I think we may get up in the high 70s today. And we're thankful for the good weather on our end in the month of October. And as we come closer, most times to the ending of October, it turns cold because it's coming on into winter. And I know just as good when it's the ending of October because the change of the weather and it's cold. But I noticed this when the fair comes. They call it the Jacksonville Agricultural Fair. When it comes to town, usually it's cold. If it's not cold when it first gets here, it won't be long. A few days later, it is cold. I'm talking about cold enough to wear a coat. Yeah. And so we thank God this morning. He's on our side. He's for us. And it's him that give great weather. And Florida has been blessed to have great weather. Yeah. And some days we complain a little bit. Oh, it's hot today. It's just last week I was hearing people, oh, it's just so hot. Oh. Yeah, in the month of October. In the month of December. Yeah, we've had some hot days. Hot days. Yeah. In the month of January, February, hot days. Yeah. And I like heat. I don't like cold. I've had enough of that. I'm still thawing out from my few years I lived in Alaska. So I am still thawing out. 16 years later, I think it is. I'm still defrosted. Yeah, God is good to us. And he's faithful. He's on our side today. He looks beyond fault and yet meet needs. We can't tell him. We cannot tell him. Thank you enough. Yeah, because he's for us. His word says if he be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. Not just more, but more than the whole world against us. Hallelujah. No matter what the world try and do, no matter what the world says, he's more than that. And so if we'll hold on to him, stand, and after standing, stand some more, he's going to show who's got the power, the juice. He's going to show who's got the juice, who's got the upper hand, who ruled the heaven and the earth. He's going to show who's for you. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about priorities. It is about Priority Friday is the title today, and it's still Testify Friday. You have a testimony, please come in and share. But I wanted to talk about priorities today because now is the time to set things in order, meaning to get your priorities straight. Because sometimes we don't have priorities in the correct order. There are people that will buy a brand new car with no plans to get a house. They will buy this stuff with plans of continuing to live off the government. They don't have no plans to get out and get a place of their own. And there are those who buy many cars and live in an apartment. There are those that instead of investing or doing something that unhide their talents, they take the talent and hide it. God bless you that you are able to buy three cars. And instead of buying three cars, buy one car. And if you live in an apartment, the money that you're spending on the other two cars, make an investment in ministry. Seek God to see what he chose for you and invest money in that. Plant a seed in the ministry that God calling you to or choosing you for. But we have our priorities all wicky-wacky and out of shape. Today, it's not many people who have not, like in my day, have not heard of retirement. And, you know, many, they don't look at that. They don't look at that. I got to be honest. I was one of those young people who thought I would be young forever. I was just so sure I was going to be 19 forever. And my parents told me there's a day coming. Each day you live, you're getting older and older. Your inches, you're getting older in a certain percentage of the inch, but nonetheless, one day that's going to total up to a big thing. It's going to be much more than a quarter, a fourth, a piece of an inch, an eighth. It's going to be much more than that because those times are adding up. And I just could not see that, and I didn't want to hear that. Oh, who's getting old? I'm saying to myself, that's for you and her. That's not for me. But how about that day truly come, the day of retirement, the day of not going back to work? And I'm glad that it come at a time when I made the choice when. The money didn't come with the retirement. I retired and waited later for the money to come. Yeah. And it's okay today because I found Almighty God. Had it not been for him on my side, I would be messed up right now because I didn't put my priorities in order. Today, this world is confused and messed up. Right means wrong and wrong means right. Men are women and women are men today. There are many genders today. When back in the day, there were only two. It was male and female. And even back then, if it was more, they had enough respect to keep it in a place where it wasn't affecting the world so much. Even if they didn't believe in God, even if they didn't say, God is not pleased, or I'm going to have respect for my elders, or I'm going to have respect for those who I know, you know, the majority, it's not their way of doing things. And, you know, many people would say, well, that was fear. That was this. They was afraid they would be killed. They was afraid people would talk about them, treat them different, da-da-da-da-da. So when they got the opportunity to do what people call come out the closet, and they got the opportunity to feel recognized, I think it went overboard because there were many of us who it was not our lifestyle, but we did not hate people because it was theirs. We didn't hate anybody because it was their lifestyle. It's like this. Most people are ignorant to what they don't know. Did you hear that? Most people are ignorant to what they don't know. That's a strange saying. So what you do not know about, you would be afraid of it. You would fear it. So a lot of people was afraid of the homosexual community, as they call it today. And many saw it as taboo, so they stayed away. Some people saw it as it was against God. So they stayed away. And the church itself, the people that call themselves the people of God, the saints, the Christians, the believers, we didn't have our priorities in order. And my reason for saying that, God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, that whoever, the good, the bad, and the ugly, whoever will believe on him won't perish, but have everlasting life. So the church had its priorities wicky-wacky, messed up. Because had we remembered that from a sincere heart, we pray for these people. We don't bash them. We don't come against them. We don't make them fearful. We don't make them uncomfortable. And a lot of times the church did that, made them feel uncomfortable. So they came, but they came in disguise. Many of these people had great talent. They let their talent shine, but they kept the lifestyle hidden in the church. So the church couldn't pray if they needed deliverance. The church couldn't pray that these people would be delivered. But they tabooed them. They made them feel afraid, ashamed, and a number of other things. It's our job to pray for whatever sinner there is, the liar, the cheater, the thief, the robber, the murderer, the child molester. And the list is endless. It's our job to pray for them. It's our job to pray against evil, bind up evil. It's not enough of us still today that's binding up evil, casting it to the pits of hell, never to return. It's not enough of us touching and agreeing, because we yet have our priorities messed up, mixed up. We put it at the top of the list what should be at the bottom. And what's at the bottom should be at the bottom. We put it at the top. Priorities help us to organize our daily lives. Yes, it does. It helps us to organize our daily lives. Our main priority that should be at the top of that list is Jesus, the Word of God, living it, applying it. These are priorities. And the main priority is he's returning, looking for his church. Yeah. And he's the head of his church and died for it. That's us, the believers, the people of God, the Christian, the saints of God. So a pandemic where it appears people do not care about spreading germs to others, and parents fight to keep their children from wearing a mask to be protected and to protect others. Priorities are not straight. Yeah. Priorities are not straight. Because even if I don't believe in the mask, and I'm around others that believe in it, if it's nothing but a piece of paper, make a paper mask and just put the paper mask on. It's just like you don't have a cloth mask or, and a mask, I don't think it really do a whole lot. It may do a little bit, but I don't think it does a whole lot. But priorities. We got to get our priorities straight. These are just some things I was led to say. This is what, you know, I believe God gave to me to share. A vaccination that many do not know about it was produced so fast, and whether many want it or not, things are put in place to force them to take it. So I found out later on that it wasn't made so fast. I was told that in 2018, the coronavirus was there and the vaccination to combat it. But who was going to be willing to believe all of this? Yeah, and many things are hidden. So today, we got to set our priorities in order. If I'm a believer and I believe God and I say, well, I don't think I'll take that. I think I'll just trust God and keep it moving. I shouldn't be tabooed for that. I shouldn't be talked about. I shouldn't be forced. Somebody shouldn't beat me up over it, because it's my choice. And if you choose to get the vaccine, my priority tells me this. That's your decision. That's what they call today your option. It's your choice. And I shouldn't be angry with you or upset with you because you took it. Yeah. Groups have popped up that shows if you do not agree with what they think is right, then you are banned from your career, your business, and any livelihood. Yeah, actual groups are still popping up. And if they feel like 20 years ago you said something, 5 years ago you said something, and they don't think that what you said was right, or it proves that it wasn't right, it was an ugly thing that you said or did. Now, in 20 years, in 5 years, in one day, people can make a change. People can change. But because you did that or said that 20 years ago, they will hold that against you. Priorities all messed up. Ask Paula Deen. She said something, and they said it was a prejudiced thing she said. And because she said it, they said she had to be prejudiced. Well, okay, well, the vaccination was developed before the pandemic, okay. Nonetheless, they both was here. But Paula said something because of the era she come from, because of, I'm sure, her surroundings, could be family, you know. And she was who she was. I think she did a great service in many different places in many different ways. She come up with her own way to make an income, to provide for her family. And there were many other things. And she was who she was. And so she said something and they come against her. They knocked her down, but she got back up. She didn't get back up as powerful. But nonetheless, she didn't lay down and die. Priorities. Somebody showed her, Paula, if you put your priorities in straight, you can come back in this way. You may not come back in the way that you was before, but nonetheless, you can come back. And people will yet support you. People will yet purchase your products. And you'll yet have the Paula Deen, whatever it is that you have. I read a half of a piece of a part, I should say, of an article about this man, Dave Chappelle, who is a absolute nut. I had never saw nothing like it. I watched a few of his shows. And I was like, where in the world did this guy come from? What kind of mind is this? But I was thinking many times people may, I'm not saying that he did it. I've heard him mention it, but I wasn't there. I can't prove it. I can't say he did it. But many times when people smoke marijuana, they're thinking and what they see in their mind is totally different from a person who does not smoke marijuana. And in this piece of part of an article that I read about him, this group was saying that he should be banned. And I read at another place where he had put out a new show that he's coming up with and thing. And someone said that enough of the gay jokes now, Dave Chappelle. But I read a little bit of, not much, but some of what he said, which simply added up to this. You're not going to tear me down. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing. This is what I do. I'm a comedian. And if you have a problem with it, oh well. So, yeah, because of his gay jokes. Yeah, because they said that. Enough of the gay jokes now. But he said he's not going to stop. He's a comedian, and this is what he does. So whoever said that to him, priorities are out of whack. They wicky-wacky. They messed up. Because it's like this. when I see the priority in that, it would be this. I don't like his gay jokes. I'm not going to watch his comedy show. And that way I don't have to hear the gay joke. I don't even have to see Dave Chappelle. Yeah. They were okay with him mocking everyone else, but gays are off limits. And that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of stuff. Because it's okay to make white jokes, black jokes, Hispanic jokes, and any of handicapped jokes. Yeah, people that have mental health issue jokes. But you just single out one thing. Priorities messed up. This is some of this too, like for me. When they say Black Lives Matter, for me, the priority is messed up. Now, that's for me. Because you mean to tell me only Black Lives Matter? I know in a sense what they thought that people would think that they were implying. But that's not really what it was. That was a lie. Priorities messed up. All lives matter. Do you know the dog and the cat lives matter? Everything God made to breathe and to live, a plant, lives matter. Why? God made it to live and to breathe. So singling out one thing, there's a bad motive behind it. I'm telling you. And whoever come up with this priorities is out of whack. The most life that I know that matter above every life there will ever be, and that's that spiritual life. Now, if you want to say something and sound smart, say spiritual lives matter. For God so loved the world. He sent his only begotten son that whoever believe on him won't perish but have everlasting life. That's for everybody. No one said or nothing singled out. But when our priorities are twisted and messed all up, then we are too. I begin to look at some scriptures, and now this showed me Jesus is what it showed me. It showed me how well he could prioritize and how well he lived it. He didn't just talk about it. As the world have a saying, and their saying is this, don't talk about it, be about it. In other words, don't talk about it, do it. It wasn't Nike that said that, just do it. So when I looked at Hebrews 12 and chapter 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, to me, that was a priority. Jesus was that priority. And to get the things that we need, spiritual life, to have a good life, Jesus is the main priority. Because the only way to the Father, Almighty God, Jehovah, is through his son, Jesus. So if we don't have that as our number one priority, we messed up too. We wicked wacky. We out of shape. There's a screw that has been thrown into the fan. And if a screw thrown in there and it's moving, it just go everywhere until it completely destroys it. It tears it up. So looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Which let me know, if you get your priorities in order, the ending is going to be victory for you. But we must get our priorities straight. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. The joy was that we was going to be able to come to him. The joy was knowing that one day
we would be in a place where he went and prepared for us. The joy was that we would receive him, and now we're able to share him with others. He endured the cross of this, despising the shame. And he got victory at the end and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Priorities are very important. Priorities are very again. When we get our priorities straight, it blesses our lives. We have better lives. You don't believe me? Ask a college student. Ask a college student that has graduated. And let's ask one who has graduated with a PhD degree. Let's ask him or her, how did you get here? Let's ask one that have a PhD and practicing medicine and it's their practice. And they have a huge patient base. They have so many patients that they had to hire other doctors to come in to assist them. It ended up being they put their priorities in order. They got their priorities straight. So they said, I can be a primary care doctor. But if I put a specialist in here for this and a specialist for that and a specialist for this and a nutrition specialist for that, I'm going to have a whole fleet of stuff under one umbrella. And I'm a part of it all. I would become rich in no time because I have a huge patient base. Ask them about that. And I'm sure they would tell you. Those that had their priorities in order, it took something for them to graduate. It took something for them to learn all of the medical terminology, all of the symptoms. And they go back and read some more, read and put it with what they already learned. Ask them about it. Do you feel victorious? Do you feel good? Was putting your priorities in order the reason why you're victorious now? Was that the reason why you're now, you have MD behind your name or some type of specialist, brain surgeon, heart surgeon, whatever it was. Put your priorities in order. Is that what got you to where you are? Because of this, they went to elementary, well, let's start here because they're doing this today. They went to daycare. They went to kindergarten. They went to preschool. They went to first grade. All the way up to sixth grade, junior high. They moved from junior high to senior high. They moved from senior high to college. Now, they had to keep these priorities straight because many made a start to go to college, never got there. Some got there, never finished. But you ask these PhD people, and they will let you know, yes, in high school, I had to keep my priorities straight. When I graduated from high school, I had to keep my priorities straight. I had to have short-term goals and long-term goals. I may not have even written them down, but I had to have them to get here. My short-term goal was to get through the first class and the next class and the next class. Even a short-term goal was to study, to research. And that short-term goal, which caused me to research, to study and to research, brought me to a passing grade. That was my long-term priority, the passing grade. And I continued the short-term until I got to the 100% long-term, which was to graduate. And whether I graduated with honors or not, I graduated making a statement to everybody that I learned what I was taught about medicine. Now I'm ready to practice medicine. I'm ready to put what I've learned into action. I'm ready to help people. Most people who become a doctor, somewhere in them, they have a mindset they want to help people. And they told me there's an oath that they take to this degree that they want to help people. But it took priorities to get them there. The school teacher, it took priorities for them to come from daycare all the way through college to get enough that they could go in and say, now I can teach others what they should know so that they can go further in life. Priorities. We must get these priorities straight. The first key of the believer's priority is to believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the main two main keys, there are two main priorities. The first one is to believe. The last one is to diligently seek him. You're going to be victorious. You're going to win every time. Now, when these people went to school, the PhDs, the school teacher, whoever it was, when they went to school, there were many obstacles. There were many things that came their way. Sometimes a parent may have been able to, parents may have been able to pay for the schooling, but they didn't have enough money for the books. So the student decided, I got to keep my priorities straight. I have to study and research, but now I have to get a part-time job so I can pay for the books that I need to study and research out of. Sometimes they may need a part-time job to get the books and a tutor, and they have to pay for it. But they're willing to do this because their priorities are in order, because at the ending of all of this, they're going to be victorious. They want to help somebody. They want MD behind their name. Or they want to be called Mrs. Goldbladder because I'm a school teacher. And my students respect me, and this is the name that I require for them to call me. And that makes me feel good because I kept my priorities in straight and I reached my goal. Not just my short term, but my long term. Over in Nehemiah, the 4th chapter and the 13th verse. We back talking about God now. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. Look, it was priorities. He prioritized. Evidently these people had to fight. There was some type of violence there and they needed to protect themselves. God is looking for those today who will set their priorities in order to serve him. And by serving him, this is what it is. We serve each other. We serve others. You don't have to give God a bag of groceries. He owns everything. God will not come down in the physical that I know of, and he can now. I'm not saying that he can't, but with God, all things are possible. I've never known Jehovah to just come down and, you know, set a bag of groceries on my table. But what he will do is this. He will send someone to bring groceries. He used people. You were praying because you needed, let's say, $1,000. You were in dire need of $1,000. You may have asked family members who you felt may have had it. They didn't have it to give to you. It don't mean they didn't have it. They just didn't have it that they could share $1,000 with you. You may have even gone to the church in the building and asked the church, the finance committee, the pastor first, and who went to the finance committee, and they said the church didn't have $1,000 that they could give to you or share with you. So now we pray. We're praying because you've done, your priorities were straight. You went everywhere that you could to try to get it. But where all the places you went did not have it. And so you're praying. You prayed in the beginning and now you continue to pray. All of a sudden you get an unexpected insurance check in the mail. You overpaid. Or some other kind of check from somewhere else because you overpaid. You see, so now it's God that have brought that $1,000 that you need. But even in that, we had to put our priorities in order. We had to keep our priorities straight. Yes, Brother Mike, good morning. Yes, God does use people to bless us. He's done it many times. He used Mike and Kim to bless me before. My daughter passed, and I needed some money. My pastor called me. He heard about it. I don't know how, and I didn't think to ask him how. But he called to check on me, and he said to me, what is it you need? He said, what is it you need? And the way he said it, you know how people tell you, if you need anything, call me. You call them, they say, I don't have it. Because at the time, they're not thinking. Some of them really want to help you, and they thinking if you call them, you may call them to sing a song, or you may call them to give you a ride or something, or buy a flower, but you're not going to call them for money. My son-in-law said when the next person tell him that, if you need anything, call me. He said, I'm going to give them your phone number. And when they call you, tell them you need some money. I laughed. But the pastor called me. What is it you need? I told him what I needed. He said, okay. He said, I'm working right now because he have a huge lawn service. He said, I'm working right now, but as soon as I get off, we like to say knock off. I'll cash app it to you. I said, okay. He said, don't forget now. When I get off, I'll cash app it. I said, okay, I understand. And then he said something that was profound to me. It shocked me. He said, you sure this is all you need? Whoa. I was like, what? He was like, you sure this is all you need? Because I could just see him saying, well, she said she needed this, but maybe she don't have all of the priorities straight. Let me do this. Let me ask her again. Because, you know, when certain things happen, it throws you off. You're not on top of your game like you normally would be. Because somewhere in there is some, I can't believe it. Even for the believer, I can't believe she's gone. It's just like she's not gone to me today. Because when I think on her, I can't think of her being gone. My niece called me last night and she said, it's like she's not gone. I said, isn't it? And for several times, here lately, after I talked to my niece, because she sat down, listened, and got her priorities in order, got her priorities straight. I never heard her say this to me this many times in a row. Every time I talk to her on the phone, when we end in the conversation and we saying later to each other, She said, I love you, Aunt Ba. I'm like, whoa. But it allowed me to know, because I know they love me. They may not like me now. I'm telling you the truth. They may not like me, but they do love me. My children and grandchildren, they may not like me, but they do love me. And there's a difference between the two. And don't ask me how you cannot like somebody, but you can love them. Don't ask me. I can't quite put it all together. I would have to prioritize to get that to you, the answer to you. But I said all of that to get here, too. On this Christian journey, as we call it, we must organize. We must set things in order. We must prioritize. We must set our priorities straight. I know many understand what that means to set your priorities straight, to get things in order. I've had people to call me and say, or come over to, I call it a session, especially when I lived in Hilltop. They would come over and say, my life is out of order. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my own life. It's gone somewhere. It's going somewhere. It's all over the place. I try to fix this and that breakout. I fix that and this breakout. And before I get this fixed out, that breakout. And that caused this. We sat down and we make a list. What's the most important thing that's in your life right now? And because I do what they call Christian sessions, I'm hoping they tell me God is. Jesus is the most important thing in my life, because if I go to him, he'll take it to the Father, which is God, and God will do something about it. But a lot of times they didn't have their priorities straight from the beginning, after they received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, after they went to the altar and said, I do. They didn't keep the priorities straight. He didn't remain the Lord of their lives, the God of their lives. So they forgot to pray. They forgot to study the scriptures. They forgot to ask God for a formula for them daily to live by from his word. They forgot that when I go to pray, I don't know what to pray for. So their lives was a shamble, you could say. So when I ask what's the most important thing in your life, some would say my husband, my children, my mother, my job, my bank account, my dreams, my vision, my heart's desire. Well, how will you get there, Christian, without God? How can you get to these things without him? Because without him, we can do, oh, look, here this morning, glory to his majesty. Without him, we can do nothing. How can I get there? So I have to ask some questions. And the first question I asked, I said, well, are you a believer or are you a Christian? They said, yes, yes. I said, and what happened in your Christian journey? They sat there for a minute and think. And sometimes they answer the question themselves real good. And they'll say, I left God out. I say, so you realize you need him to bring your life to order. And they'll say, yeah. I say, well, we need priorities, right? Yes. I said, so now what would be your first priority? They'll say, Jesus. I said, because the way to God is through him, his son. So now what we're going to do is we're going to write down first Jesus. Next, we're going to put God. Next, we're going to put a prayer life. Next, we're going to put a Bible study life. And then I ask, do you have a church home? Are you in a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church? Are you at a church where they preach the truth? In other words, are they preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ over there? Or the gospel of God? Sometimes they'll say yes, sometimes they'll say no. Sometimes they'll ask me, what can you recommend somewhere for me to attend? What side of town you live on? Because if you're closer to Bible study at the church or closer to the pastor where you can make an appointment and go in and sit and talk with him and ask questions about this church, what they teach and what they're doing, what will you get out of there, then you're more apt to go there faithfully so that you can grow. Yeah. So when I look at 1 Samuel 2 and 8, this is what it says. He raised up the poor out of the dust and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He had a priority even for poor people. He said, the poor will always be among us. Have you ever heard of rags to riches? Some people never knew they would be rich. They thought they would always wear raggedy clothes, live in raggedy houses, and if they could, drive a raggedy car and live a raggedy life. But they received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And they got that prayer life. They got their priorities straight. They remembered that Jesus would go to God. I feel like screaming right now. They realized Jesus would go to God on their behalf. They went to Jesus, the mediator, and shared with him. And he took it to the Father who can do it. And they soon found out. Because they got their priorities straight. They themselves was no longer poor. They was no longer beggar. They not only sat among princes, but they became princes. They became rich people. They become a person of power. They become someone that others looked up to. It says to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Verse 9 says, he will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. Have you heard the saying, for the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak? Priorities we're talking about this morning, getting our priorities in order. The first priority of the day is Jesus, because he's our mediator. God sent him to get from us. We can ask so that he will know what we need. Not that he don't know, for his eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. Have you ever received something from God that you did not ask for? You felt you needed it. You felt you wanted it, but you did not ask God for it. But here it comes. How is that? His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. He knows what you need. He knows before you know. So again today, it is about priority. on this Friday, it's about priorities. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. See, one thing about the feet of the saints, we're running to carry the good news. We're walking to take the good news. Our feet don't run to evil. Our feet don't take us to gossip. Our feet don't take us to fornication. Our feet don't take us to adultery. Our feet don't take us to lie, to steal, to kill, to cheat, to do wrong. That's not where the feet of the saints go, because God keep our feet. And the wicked is silent in darkness because they don't want you to know what they are doing. The man said in 2018, Corona was here and the vaccine, but nobody knew. It was silent. Verse 10 says, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horns of his anointed. And Elkanah went to Ramah to the house, and the child did minister unto the Lord before Eli the priest, talking about Samuel. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Bela. They knew not the Lord. Did you hear this? Did you hear this? Did you hear this? And we're still talking about priorities. You feel that you had your priorities straight, or you have them straight. And you're teaching your children about Jesus. You're teaching your children about God through Jesus. You're teaching your children that they need to be saved. You're teaching your children that they need a Savior. You're teaching them right. You're training them in the way that they should go, so that when they get old, they won't depart from it. You saw on your children there was something there for them from God. There was some type of work for them. There was some type of ministry. But now they've grown up. And now you see your children working evil. You see your children are the sons of Baal. And they don't know the Lord. You taught them the best that you could, but they don't know God. They went through the motion of it as children to please you. But they didn't let it get in their hearts. They didn't make a conscious decision to live it, to stay with God. So now you see their priorities is messed up. They choose the world over God. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. So you see your children headed to destruction. They don't have their priorities straight. Jesus, God, prayer, and a Bible study life. Jesus, God, prayer life, Bible study life. That's what every believer must have. And the priest custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest servant came while the flesh was in seething. The blood was coming out of it. With a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand. He had this flesh hook. I call it like a prong with three teeth. And he struck it into the pan, a kittle, a cauldron, a pot. And that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. In other words, came there. But Eli's sons, because they were serving in the priest's house, let's call it the church house, they took the best. Whatever was brought in, they got the better of it. So in verse 15 of 1 Samuel chapter 2, it says, also before they burnt the fat. See, that was, it had been prioritized, and it had been set, orders had been given of how the house of God would go, what the priest would get, what the priest would do. But these boys, they didn't know God. So they took the flesh before they had burnt the fat off it. The priest servants came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he would not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. Look, these boys went to the people, or to the person that was sacrificing unto God, or sacrificing unto the priest, so the priest would have meat. It said, give flesh to roast for the priest. Don't bring me nothing been cooked already. Don't bring me nothing that's been dressed already. Bring me flesh that's raw. That's what I want. And 16 says, and if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently. Don't take this and not burn the fat in front of me right now. I need you to go ahead and burn the fat off of this. And then take as much as that soul desires. After you burn the flesh off, the fat off right here in front of me, take as much as you want afterwards. Then he would answer him and say, nay. In other words, no, no. But thou should give me now. And if not, I would take it by force. You serving in the house of God, and you going against the rules and regulations of God because you don't know God. You over there to get fat. You over there to eat good. You over there to wear the priestly best robes. Today it would be you over there to ride in the best cars. You and your family live in the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. You attending meeting after meeting. You rubbing elbow with the big wigs. And you telling the people, bring that money in here. Bring your W-2s. Let me see what you're making so I know how much tithes and offering need to come to the building, to my pockets, and what I think the building needs. Because, see, the pastor can always persuade the board. And sometimes there's a board already in place when he take over pastorship, and he watching and seeing who he can persuade. He try and vote out those who won't swing his way, who won't go with everything that he say. He try to get rid of that kind. Because, see, with them in there, he going to have to burn the fat right there. He going to have to do what's right there before them. You're not going to tell me all three of us signed the check and you going to get money for this. No, you're going to have to prove to us right here, right now, what this money is for. Show us some quotes. Show us where you've been checking on the lowest price for this you telling us you need. Because, see, the pastor that's doing this kind of stuff, he don't know God. Let me tell you, God don't play about his people and his sacrifice and what he put in order, what he has prioritized. Woo! Verse 17 says, wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord. Not before Eli and the people, but their sin was very great before the Lord. For men offered the offering of the Lord. They took the offering of God. They got really more than they should. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. And told them, if you don't go ahead and give it to me now, I'll take it by force. The offering of God. At his house. The prophet said, y'all not going to give me no money in here. I'm not going to walk out of here with $10,000 or $12,000. I'm going to rob you. I'm going to get it out your pocket myself. Come on, get in this $100 line. It's 10 of y'all in here right now. 30 of y'all right now can give me $1,000. I can see. I know you got it. I need you in the $1,000 line. Verse 18 says, but Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child girded with a linen ephod. Look, Samuel went over there for real, for real. Samuel went there to learn about God because his mother, Hannah, she prayed for him because she was barren. She didn't have no children. And the other wife of the husband, Elkanah, picked on her, mocked her, talked about her because she didn't have no children. See, even she didn't have her priorities in order. But Hannah realized, hey, it's something I can do about this. I can ask the God and see if he'll give me a man child. My priority is to pray. Even when we go up to the high place to sacrifice unto God, I'm going over by the priest's house and I'm praying. When Eli saw her, her mouth was moving, but he couldn't hear no audio sound coming out of her. He couldn't hear the words. So he supposed she was drunk. But she told the Lord, if you give me this man child, I'm giving him back to you. So when he got of age, he was no longer on the breast, you know, on the bottling thing. He was weaned. She took him to Eli, the priest, for the priest to raise him. In verse 19, it says, moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year. See, she gave him to the priest Eli. And every year, I believe when they went up for the sacrifice, she brought him a little coat. Yeah. When she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice, I thought so. She brought that coat over there for Samuel. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife. He blessed Elkanah and Hannah, Samuel's mother and father, and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loans, which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. The priest spoke good on them. Could you imagine who Samuel was? And they planted their son as a seed unto the Lord. Priorities were straight. What do we do today? What kind of priorities have we set even for our children? And I'm not saying this morning because I think I'm some big thing. I'm saying this morning because I needed to do it. I'm going to tell you this morning as a testimony unto Almighty God. When you give your children, I didn't lend mine, but I gave them to God and people could never understand. I gave them to God, and when I gave them to God, I walked away. Now, every now and then, the enemy tried to bring stuff back to me about my children. I repented and gave them back to God. Priorities had to be set. I saw I couldn't take care of them. I saw I could not be with them everywhere they were going. Everywhere that they would be, I would not be there. When they went to school, I had to go to work. I had two to go in the hospital, three to be hospitalized. I had to leave the people hospital and come home and leave my children in the care of the hospital. I couldn't be there. I gave them to the Lord. He was there with them. And they come out much better than they went in. My second oldest son, the bishop in Kissimmee, he had a gunshot wound. The daughter that passed away, she had severe strep throat. and so did I. The third oldest son, he almost drowned at a pool where he wasn't supposed to be. But nonetheless, all three of them, God brought them out of the hospital much better than they went in. They took the tonsils out of the daughter's throat, and he said that that way she would never have strep throat again. I didn't remove my tonsils. I got saved. I got sanctified. I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and guess what? Never again did I have tonsil problems. At 32 years old, I sucked my right thumb. Had sucked this thumb since I was a baby. Since I was born in the world, I sucked the right thumb. My right thumb looked different than my left thumb because I sucked the right thumb for 32 years. I got saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. Never again did I suck the thumb. I couldn't even remember that I sucked my thumb. Once I've come to Jesus for real. Everything for God must be real. The songwriter said, whatever we do for Jesus, let it be real. Because when we're real with God, he will be real with us. And even when we're not real with him, he'll yet be real with us. Many times things happen, and you know, for people that's not in him and he's not in them, and they'll say, somebody say, well, God did that to them. No, it was their actions. The action did that to them. Priorities out of whack, all wicked wacky, out of place. So we're looking back at 1 Samuel, the second chapter. And it said that the priest done spoke good on them now. That the mama brought the coat up there every year when she went to give the yearly sacrifice. In verse 20, the priest spoke good on the mama and the daddy and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for a loan, which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters. See, she planted the seed. She didn't have not a one. She was barren. And the other wife was having all these children and laughing at her and picking at her. And even her children picked at her. She got to see how, Hannah got to see how the other wife's children brought her mandrakes and dates. And food and go out and hunt and bring in to their mother. I'm sure Mother's Day they treated her real special, you know. Hannah didn't have this, but she got a priority straight, and she began to have a prayer life for the seed that she wanted. And she wanted a man child and told God if he give a man child, she'll give that man child back to him. And that's what she did. She planted Samuel as a seed unto God. Now look at Hannah. Look at Hannah. Now she got three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. Samuel was one of the baddest prophets I ever saw. Samuel was a bad prophet, bad to the bone, great prophet. I love Samuel. Boy, when I read that 1 and 2 Samuel, I was having fits. I understood so good. Yeah. So now the child Samuel grew before the Lord. He wasn't like them other two boys, Hophni and Phinehas. He wasn't like them two. They didn't know God. Samuel knew God. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto Israel and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Yet Eli didn't have his priorities in order either, because he should have removed them out of the house of the Lord long time ago. He knew them boys was not for God. Look, I have seven now. Let's say this. I had eight biological children. God called all eight to ministry. I knew it before anybody else. He told me before he told anybody. And when I would see one out of line, I would say, hey, preacher, don't do that. I had one son, stop telling people this. He was ashamed. Mom, stop telling people I'm a preacher. I said, I'm going to speak it on you until you die. Because it's what God showed me. I said, you may not be preaching now, but that shall surely come to pass. Now ask me, did it come to pass? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. All eight. Even the seventh child. And I used to tell her, I said, look here, you're going to stop acting like a heathen. And some days I would say, look here, a heathen acting girl, let me tell you something. And she'd say, hold up, Mom, let me tell you what I found out over in the book of Revelation. Mom, look at this in Matthews. And that, look, the way she brought it, one day we was riding in the car together. I'm driving and she ride, shotgun in the front seat. And she pulled out the Bible and she commenced to explaining things to me because she knew that made me happy. And boy, she began to spit that truth. I saw her whole face change. Yeah, I saw the Spirit of the Lord come. Boy, she ran that word. Oh, look at here. I said, you're going to make me wreck this car. Now I'll keep driving. God got it, Mom. But when they got out of line and until this day, I see you out of place. I'm going to call, pull your coat tail. I'm going to let you know you're out of, hey, your slip hanging. Hey, your dress having a party and then biting your slip up. You're not looking right over here. That's not God. Your flesh showing in a big way. He should have been putting them out of the God's house long time ago. So now Eli done got old and he heard that his sons did all that they did unto Israel. And they did it to all the people. They didn't pick and choose. Hey, bring me that meat here. I ain't burning no fat. I'm going to take it like it is. I burn the fat off it when I get it. When I get ready to cook it. We ain't burning no fat under God. We're going to burn that fat under me when I get ready to cook that meat. Because they didn't know God. So Eli heard about it and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. They're going to lay with the women at the church when they come to the door. They laying with these women that show up at the church. Tell me preachers ain't did it. Come on, talk to me this morning. Somebody tell me. Tell me you ain't heard the preacher got the wife and the girlfriend or two or three girlfriends in the church. The pastor. Tell me y'all ain't heard of the prophet laying with men. Laying with women. He wasn't married to her. And the prophet is laying with men that she ain't married to. Come on now, talk to me today. And he said unto them, why do you such things? This is what Eli said to the boys. For I hear of your evil dealings by all the people. By all this people. 24 says, nay, my son, for it is no good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people to transgress. Now, you know God was not going to allow them sins that they was committing in their actions to get by them. It wasn't God that destroyed them. It was their actions that destroyed them. 25 says, if one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? My goodness. Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father. Because the Lord would slay them. Did you hear that? I told you some evil was coming their way. Their actions was going to pay them. Oh, yeah. For what they was doing. Okay, I got you, Sister Dot. I got you. I got you. And I got your message, too. Put Jesus first. Amen. He got to be at the top of the list. This is when you prioritize it. He must be at the top of that list. So look now. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. See, Eli went to them. He wasn't watching them from the beginning. He wasn't watching close enough. He got old before he heard what was going on with them. I told you he didn't have his priorities quite straight either. And not because so much that they disobeyed the Father, they wouldn't hear what Eli was saying to them, but because the Lord would slay them. God would take revenge against Hophni and Phinehas. 27 says, and there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? Didn't I come over there and set y'all free? Didn't I come over there and get y'all out of bondage when you was over there with Pharaoh and Pharaoh was putting more and more burdens on you? Didn't I come over there and take you from under that? Didn't I have you to put the blood on the doorpost? And in any house that didn't have that blood, they died. Huh? Pharaoh killed, that boy died over there before he decided to turn them loose. But didn't I come for you? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Egypt to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Eli, didn't I do all of this? I chose you out of the tribes of Israel to be my priest. Barbara, I chose you out of everybody. All them folk you was hanging out with, I chose you to come out. I taught you, Barbara. I made you over. I gave you a new mind, a new heart. I haven't fixed many things about your body. Barbara, when you were sick, I healed you. I let you go in my house and speak my word. I let you go in there and pray. I let you go in my house and took up an offering, Barbara. I let you water roll. I let the people bought you a $300 robe to wear, Barbara. I took care of your mother and your father. I provided for them when you was a child. You wasn't hungry, Barbara. I made sure I used your father as a deacon. I bless your father that he was able to go in my house and do some offerings. Bless your mother. Wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering. And we do that today. We don't give. We don't plant seeds. We don't give to the sick. We don't give to the poor. We greedy. We hold on to everything, but we want God to bless us. We still haven't learned of the seed and the harvest yet. And we don't really believe God or his word, because we're not always cheerful givers. If we believe God, what we give, he's going to give it back to us, honey. We'll be running to give something to somebody. But we don't really believe that. A lot of his word, we just really don't believe it. We ignore it because we got to come out of our pockets. Oh, don't let it be money, honey. You barking up the wrong tree. Money. I can't give nobody no money. I need all this for myself. But God loves a cheerful giver. Priorities, priorities, priorities. When we come to Jesus, we come on with the prayer life and the Bible study life. We walk by faith and not by sight. We trust in God. What we put on the altar, we walk away from it and leave it in his hand. And we begin to give, 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 given in Jesus' name. We plant seeds. Everywhere we can plant a seed that we believe the ground is fertile, we plant seeds. I'm not giving nobody nothing unless it's a seed I'm planting these days. Everything I do, I try to plant a seed because I need a harvest coming back. I give expecting from God. I don't give not expecting. I used to be that way, but I learned to do better. And when I learned better, I did better, I got better. That's the honest truth. In verse 30, well, let's go back up to 29. Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honoreth thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Didn't I tell y'all Eli priorities wasn't straight? He knew better in his younger years even. But he wouldn't bring them boys out the house of God. He knew they wasn't doing right over there. Ain't no way God would tell him this and he didn't know. Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honoreth thy sons above me. He had to know something for God to tell him this, y'all, to make yourself. He included Eli in there. Fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Let's get these priorities straight. Let's don't take from God. Let's don't take from his people. Let's be cheerful givers. Let's walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. Let's get rid of that form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Let's come to God full circle for real. Let's go to him and pray and tell him, I want to be real in you. I want to be just as real in you as you are real. Help me today. God, if you mean that thing, God going to come and fix your priorities. He going to set them in order. You're going to get your priorities straight. It won't be talk, but it'll be action. Because God hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing. 30 says, wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that my house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Look what I did for you. I put you in my house as the priest. And this is what you do. I said, you'll walk before me forever. But now, the Lord said, be it far from me. Yeah, you ain't going to run my house forever because you done messed up. You honor your sons above me. You make yourself fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. So no, you ain't going to walk before me forever. But now I'm telling you, it's far from me. Now for them that honor me, I honor them. And them that despise me, you'll be lightly esteemed. Lightly. I'm not going to pour all my anointing all over you and rub you down in it and let you see great days and you just speak in it. Now I'm not doing that. 31 says, behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house. Ooh-wee, that there should not be an old man in thine house. All the people, babies that was born to Eli family after this, they never grew old. They never got to old age. Let me tell y'all this morning. God has said what he meant. And he meant what he said. And he is not like us. And he is not like the devil. He's not going to say one thing and do another. What he say, that's what he's going to do. There were no old people in Eli's family after that. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house. Y'all ain't gonna even be priests no more. That there should not be an old man in thine house. Nobody gonna get old. 32 says, and thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation. And all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thine house forever. Did you hear that? Forever. Yeah. 33 said, and the man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from mine altar, well, he didn't cut them all off, I guess, shall be to consume thine eyes. And degree thine heart, and all the increases of thine house shall die in the flower of their age. They're going to be poor people. And this shall be a sign unto thee that shall come upon thy two sons on Hophni and Phinehas, and one day they shall die, both of them. Didn't I tell y'all, you're not going to play with God. Them actions that you're doing, they're going to pay you back now. If you did evil, evil coming. If you did good, good is coming. You're going to reap what you sow now. And whatever you sow to the spirit, that's what you're going to get. Whatever you sow to the flesh, that's what you're going to get. Yeah. He said it was going to be a sign to them, to Eli. They shall come upon the two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, in one day. They shall both die in one day. And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in thine heart. So God did not. He took them out in that priest position, and he didn't put no family back in there. I didn't think he did. And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind. It's the Lord speaking. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. Lord, help us. Help every preacher, God. Help every believer. Help every pew sitter. Help every Bible study student. Help us all, God. Every Christian, every saint, to walk before you anointed forever. Build us a sure house, God. Let us be real in you, and let us honor you in the right way. Let us do what we're supposed to do unto you. Let us not take the big of yours. Let us not take what you should get and act as if we don't know we're doing wrong. Help us to come to you in humbleness and receive from you. Father, help us today to get our priorities straight. Show us the way. Teach us, God. For we don't want to be like Hophni, Phinehas, and Eli. And Lord, we don't want to start good with you out here 30 years and turn evil. We don't want to start with you and turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to wrongdoings. But Lord, help us to stay on the straight and narrow, uplifting you and obeying you this day. From this day forward, in the name of Jesus. And Father, let no calamity come now our dwelling because of our actions. Let no calamity come now our dwelling, period, O God, in the name of Jesus. But that surely goodness and mercy, it follows us all the days of our lives. And Father, not only we want to dwell in your house, but mainly we want to dwell in you forever, in the name of Jesus. Thank you today, Father, for your word. Thank you today, for your word really is a lamp unto our feet, Father. You know it. And it's a light unto our path. And forever, oh God, that word is settled in heaven. Sanctify us this morning through that truth, for that word is truth. Help us to walk upright before you and live this, God. Help us not to be talkers and hearers, but help us to be doers. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And Lord, we want to fear you and depart from evil. Help us today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise, for there's none like you. Thank you this morning for all you've done, Father. Thank you. We give you glory today. We give you honor and praise. Wake us up, God. Shake us and wake us up. Open our eyes wide open to see that, Lord, we may come to you in humbleness. Come to you in repentance in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. And, Father, those that have not received you as their Lord and Savior today, Father, we ask that you would send someone along to plant a seed. Send someone along to give water and fertilizer. But Father, we know it's you that gives the increase. You wish that none should perish. Do it today for your glory, for your name's sake, that your name may be lifted, that others may be drawn unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, we can't help but thank you this morning. Oh, we can't help but give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. We can't help but glorify you this day. You alone are worthy. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're grateful unto him this morning. He's Almighty God who have all power. There's no higher power. And we're talking about priorities today. Yeah. We are talking about, it is about priorities. We got to get it straight. The time is far spent. God is coming back looking for his people. We want to be ready to go. Ready to go. Hallelujah. I don't want to look for my shoes. I don't want to talk about, I need to find a shoe shop that can get the material and match the material and address. No, no, no. I want to have that already done. My train may be so long until it's going to take the seamstress some time to make that dress to fit and the train to follow. So we need to prepare now. Now is that appointed time. Daily, we need to prepare. Not forget, but prepare. Hallelujah. So we thank God again this morning. I'm going to the next song of the morning. And when we come back, the studio is open. And if there's anyone have something they would like to say today, please feel free and press that number one. And you may want to come in and talk about priorities. You may want to talk about short-term, long-term goals. you may want to come in and talk about life getting right and in order and following the things of God. Hallelujah. Feel free. You may have a prayer request. You may have a song to sing. You may just want to say good morning. Feel free today. Hallelujah. Let's go to this one. Kim Hopps, here we go. This is our song, girl.
Whenever God shines a light on me, open up my eyes. When I look up in the darkest night, then I know everything is gonna be alright. In deep confusion, in great despair, when I reach out for him, he is there. When I am lonely as I can be, and I know that God shines.
trouble.
Within your trouble.
You can share.
You can share.
If you love,
if you love,
if you love,
like you love,
you get the blessing.
Yeah.
From above.
From above.
Heals the sick. And he heals the lame. Says you can do it too. In Jesus' name. I lift you up and he turns you around. And it puts your feet back.
Want to call him faithful. Oof, he's so many things and he's on our side today. In spite of us, he's looking beyond fault even and meeting needs. Do you know how great that is? That he looks beyond us because he know who we are. He know where we come from. We come from a sinful nature. And yet he blesses us. Ooh. I'm grateful unto him today. The songwriter said it best, you don't know like I know what he has done for me. Hallelujah. Give me strength. Give me hope. All his promises he fulfilled. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's me that's the problem, never him. I'm the problem. It's never him. Hallelujah. And I thank him for what he's done in my life. Great and mighty things. And I know some may not understand because they're doing things at their own hand. But when you know you did nothing, he did it for you. When you know beyond a shadow of a doubt without him, you can do nothing. And you was looking one way, but he came another. And he fulfilled that which he promised you. It's time to praise him. Amen. Goes right there this morning. And so we're grateful unto him. Almighty God who have all power. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. So I didn't read that last verse, which is 36. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's office, that I may eat a piece of bread. Didn't he tell him in 35? Yeah. He was going to take them out of there and put somebody in there who was going to be faithful. Somebody who was going to be faithful unto him. And that's what he's looking for today. Preachers, he's looking for faithful preachers. Pastors, he's looking for faithful pastors. He's not looking for those that's walking in titles. He's looking for those that are faithful unto him. Because the pastor may have to clean the bathroom sometimes. The pastor may have to cut the lawn of the church building. Sometimes the pastor may have to go get a job and work. Punching man clock. Sometimes the pastor may have to give their last dime to help a family. He's looking for faith for today. Again, he said, if we'll be faithful unto him, he'll give us a crown of life that will never fade away. I want that crown of life that will never fade away. I want the crown in mine. I want the big emeralds, the big rubies, the big diamonds, the big sapphires, the big topaz. I want the big diamonds. And they represent what he gives, who he is, what he's capable of doing in my crown when I get there. In this earth, I want to do his will. I want to run this race until he calls and beckons for me. Through trials. Hey, Yasha. Thank you. I want to do the very best that I can to get this gospel message into the heart of every man. Again, I want to do his will. Run this race until he calls and beckons for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Heaven is a real place. And not any and everybody's there. It takes a special kind to get there. Those that are going to be faithful unto him, those that love him, those that appear to give up the right for the wrong, those that will go where nobody else will, those that are cheerful givers, those that keep their mind on him, those that seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, those that continue to look to the hills from which cometh their help. All of their help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and earth. Hey, God, I thank you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. I just want to praise him for all he's done for me. I can't give him enough praise because he's done so much. But I thank him on this Friday morning. I thank him for all he's done, seen and unseen. He's done some things I don't even know that he did, but I know I was blessed. I know that I'm still here. I know that I didn't leave it. Hallelujah. I know that I didn't go back. Thank you today, God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you today, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to his majesty. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm doing well. Setting my priorities in order.
Thank you.
Setting things in order. That's what I've been trying to do for the last 10 years. Because, you know, as a young person at 24, God gave me a son, the only child I ever had. I worshiped him like the wrong way. I just worshiped him. Anything he pointed to, he wanted. If he looked like he was going to fall, I ran to pick him up. But as I sit back and look, you worship, thou shalt have no God before me. I worship him too much, because when I said to him the other day, son, should I put your name down because I fall down and let the rescue call you? Now, remember, he was young. He looked like he was about to fall. He said, no, I'm too busy. Don't be bothering me. You're old. Use the rescue people. That's what they're there for. Priorities. I prioritize him. But one day, his day will come. He's 40 now. His time is closer than he thinks. I was a lot of things, but I ran after my aunt that raised me. I called her mom. I ran after mommy. I would take my lunch hour to take her to the doctor. She had cancer. I would take my lunch hour over there to make sure she had lunch. I would bring it to her and feed her and wipe her down and cover her back up. But as I see, if you don't prioritize right and you select the wrong people, they won't be there for you in the end. As they say, always bet on Jesus. Put Jesus first. I didn't really know how to be a parent. They didn't come with instructions. But what I do know how to do now is serve the Lord, because he got a holy Bible that shows me where to read and how to do what I need to do. So today, Jesus, I put you first. Before I do anything in the mornings, turn the TV on or look at this game or that game, I say, Lord, take me by my hand and lead me on. So that's what I want to say. Good morning to everyone. And if you're going to prioritize, I know for a living fact, put Jesus first. So, because when you're about to fall, you call his name. I found that out this morning again. I was about to fall, and I said, oh, Jesus. Out of nowhere, my strength came in my legs, and I was able to do what I needed to do for God first this morning. Jesus first, and you won't go wrong. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Dot. So Brother D sent this to you. You could text me back on Facebook Messenger. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what's wrong, because I don't think I got anything from him. I'm checking it now to see if he sent me something. Wait a minute. Y'all bear with me here. I'm going to one song of the morning. God bless you, Sister Jerry. God bless you. We have to prioritize. We have to keep our priorities straight, because Jesus is the way. He really is the truth. Mm-hmm. And the life. So look, I'm going to one more song and figure this out.
Okay.
Over here. I got a couple of things going on, and I got a man just asked me a question. So I'm going to run over here. And this morning, listen to me. I want to dedicate this song to everybody, every caller, every listener, every believer, every saint, every child of God. I want to dedicate this one to you this morning.
There's a train coming, don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah. The train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open up the doors and board them. There's room for all among those love the most, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. Come on, play with it. Dixon on the saxophone. I believe there are many ways to worship. Amen. We worship with our words. We worship with our instruments. We can worship with our entire bodies. My only prayer is that it's pleasing to the Lord. That's our only prayer. Only prayer that pleases you, though.
There ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those, Lord, whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the kingdom throne, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming, yeah. You don't need no ticket, you just thank.
time, dude. Take your time. See what I'm talking about, worship? And right here is my good friend David Watson, plays the flute as well as the saxophone. In fact, he considers himself more of a flute player even still than a sax player. At least that's what your old man said. This is your turn, man. Sing on to the Lord a new song.
www.JesusInTheMorningRadio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's some awesome brothers right there. That's that New World Fun. Hallelujah. I do enjoy their music. And they sang a lot of, you know, songs that have already been written and things, but they do it their way, put their spin on it and everything. And I like a lot of their stuff. I'm grateful, grateful unto Almighty God this morning for all he has done for me. Great and mighty things. Yeah. The songwriter said, you don't know like I know what he has done for me. And Brother Lewis, I should have written that scripture down and posted it on the wall. Yeah, I should have. Okay, prior and proper planning prevents poor performance. All right, all right. Yeah, I love that horn, too. He showed out with that. He showed out. Yes, he did. But to whom much is given, much is required. And so when God has given you much, and when I say he's given me much, many testimonies, he has allowed me to go through many trials. I don't tell everything, but He blessed me to get through the trial and gave me the lesson when I come out of the trial. And he just has done awesome things for me. Some days I find myself singing this song. I don't know why. Early morning voice. Jesus, he loves me. Anybody ever heard that? I don't know why. He cares. And I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. Hallelujah. I'm so glad he did. Yeah. Sometimes it makes me kind of, you know, think back on things and why he did it for me. I can feel myself being different. I can feel that. I can feel that. And it's not an arrogant thing. It's not something that makes me feel that I'm better than others or anything like that. It just makes me know God is alive and well. It makes me know that he so loved me and he still so loved me. And it lets me know he's not the booger man.
Mm.
Yeah. It also lets me know that no matter what, I'm going to be victorious. If I stand, and I have to stand and stand some more because I'm standing on the solid foundation. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing with his spirit, strengthening me and holding me up. Because in this life, there are going to be some hard days. In this life, there are going to be some things that come your way that it'll feel to you they are unbearable. But the scripture comes to mind, I can do all things through Christ strengthening me. Yeah. It comes to mind, this too shall pass. Sometimes, like Brother Lance has said, we've been here before. And it won't be my last trial. Yeah, it won't be the very last trial that I have, and I know this. But what I know is God is on my side. He's proven it to me. And if I fail to pray and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Because he has come too many times to reassure me that he's alive and well. He took over my life because I gave it to him. Things I prayed for, let my will be your will. Lord, keep me at any cost. I don't care what it costs. Just keep me. And he has proven this, that I'm doing this. You ask for that because the quickest way I know God to move is on spiritual things. Pray for spiritual things and see how quick he moves. But even in praying for spiritual things, be ready to receive and be ready to go through the tests that would give you those spiritual things. When you pray for love, be very careful because the test, the love is coming up to teach you how to love. That test is coming. You pray for patience, the test of patience is coming to teach you how to have patience. I went to prison and came out with so much patience, I couldn't believe it myself. And my brother told me one day, he said, he got a special name he called me. I can't tell y'all what it is, but he said, you know what? You got great patience. Where you get that from like that? He said, man, you don't, if you got to sit here and wait on, because he was at the doctor's, he had surgery on his shoulder. And I took him, you know, to the doctor for a checkup on that shoulder. And it took about 2.5 hours. And he was inside and I was outside, but I had my Bible. And so I was doing some special studying, you know, because I had a formula God had given me. And, you know, sometimes you go back over things, you know. And when he come out of there, he was looking funny because I know he felt like I was going to think, you know, are you crazy? You should have told me it was going, no. And he was just floored over the patience I had to wait on him. I had noticed it, you know? I had not noticed it. Listen, on, I forgot what day it was now, but anyway, I talked about it, and I don't think Apostle Boatwright was here when I mentioned it. I don't think she had come in, or she didn't come in that day. But Apostle Claudia Boatwright, I got a wonderful blessing from you, and I read the cards online. Both cards that I got, I read them online. And I got a wonderful gift in those cards, in both cards, wonderful gifts. And I talked about it, and I told you thank you and all of that, but you didn't come in that day. But I got this book. Because of the blood of Jesus, my mind is still focused, especially during COVID-19. Perfect love drives away all fear, 1 John 4:18. Learn to replace your fear with faith. 31 days of empowerment. Staying focused by daily meditation on a different character, quality of God during seasons of fasting and praying. From the prayer chamber of Apostle Claudia Hackney Boatwright. And look, I don't know how you can get this book. Hey, Apostle Boatwright, can you tell us? I look for it before. Listen, Evangelist Barbara, may the Lord continue to bless and comfort you today and always. You are an inspiration to so many. God has great things in store for you. Stay focused. Love you, Claudia Boatwright. Look at this. I was looking too, and I don't think I saw it either. Where we can get this book, can you type it down in the chat room, Apostle, if you can, if you can. If not, I know. You may be busy. You may be resting. And I was looking for a place. Ooh, increase your expectations from the Lord. He wants to do a new thing in you. Yeah, y'all want this right here. Personal notes. Yeah, y'all want this little book. It's a cute little personal notes. After you read a chapter or so, it give you personal notes you can write down. So go to Amazon and look for Because of the Blood of Jesus, My Mind is Still Focused During COVID-19. Go look for the book now over on Amazon. Because of the Blood of Jesus, My Mind is Still Focused, especially during COVID-19. Yeah. And it's going to be all right. Can you tell me how much the book costs, Apostle Boatwright? I read those cards, both of them. Because you know I like that kind of carrying on. Now, when I get a card, I think of all of that. My daughter say, Mama, please stop it. Mama, come on now. Act like you used to something. Okay. Sister Dorothy Goodman say it's on Amazon. All right, thank you. And she did too. She told me it was on Amazon. Yeah, my daughter said, look at how you acting. Like you're not used to getting a card. But see what it is. I think so much of it because of this. Nobody had to think of me to send me a card. And Apostle Boatwright, I'm going to start reading this little book today. And it shouldn't take me very long. It's only like what we got here. Maybe 81 pages. 82? Let's see. 83 pages. And she got end notes in the back, scriptures and different things. And just go back to the public domain, the Message Bible, Holy Bible, King James, and the Living Bible. Focus the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, yeah. That's at the bottom of the pages. So y'all go over there and take a look and get your copy of this little cute little book. It's going to bless you. I can tell you that already. It is going to bless you. And I'm sending mine right here and with my other reading glasses, so today I can get, oh, thank you, Jesus, I can get started on that book. And I told you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Apostle Boatwright, for the many blessings that come through the mail and all the support and everything during the time of what we call bereavement and everything. And I'm just grateful unto the Lord, because nobody owe me anything. Nobody owe me anything. Thank you, Brother Louis. And when people do something for you or give something, it should mean something to you. And I love the gifts. I love the gifts because I love gifts. I love the plant. Jesus in the morning sent me a beautiful plant. I know that plant had to cost $200 or $300. And up to my humongous plant, not a flower, a plant, beautiful green, beautiful white bow on it. Oh my goodness. And nobody have to do nothing for me because they don't owe me anything. So when somebody send me a birthday card, where that Dr. Goodman, I got one of them cards at. I pulled some out the other day, Sister Dot, that you had sent me back in the day. Minister Shonda had sent me one. And I was looking and I found those cards the other day. And I said, I'm going to read them. And then I said, no, don't read them. Just keep them out and read them to yourself again. Because what happened is people take time to go and get you a card. They take time to write on it, put it in the envelope, put a stamp on it, and put it in the physical mail to you. They have to go to do that. And they don't owe you nothing. And they take time to do that for you, and I'm not going to appreciate it. Oh, yeah. I've been read it right here on Jesus in the Morning, Apostle. Yeah, I've been talked about it, talked about the book, too. I know you wasn't here, but I did already. I'm grateful unto the Lord for it. The songwriter wrote another song that says this, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Ha! Hey, he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. He did not have to do it, y'all, but he did. And I'm thankful unto him. Oh, there it is. It's $15. Paperback, but it's a nice paperback cover, a thick, you know, paperback cover, and it's wonderful. It is wonderful. I can already tell you before I get off in it. Yeah, and the little snip notes down there say, especially during COVID-19, this powerful devotional guide will assist the reader's mind to relax and to remain focused on the Lord by exploring a different character, quality of God daily. 31 different compound names of God are explored. Each name for the day is supplemental with the word of God. Scriptures are provided and a different prayer declaration is written to enhance the reader's understanding of each name of God. At the conclusion of every day's study, additional scriptures are provided as well as a space for personal reflection. You got your personal notes. The second section of the book is used to assist the reader in planning their time of fasting, a listing of foods to be eaten, and those to be avoided is also included. So you want to get this little cute little book right here, 83 pages, and it's 4.3 ounces. The dimension of it is a 6 by 0, 19 by 9 inches. And yeah, you want to check this out. It's independently published. Yeah, I like this kind of carrying on. Now, if I put in for another one, let me see when I get it. Or I'll probably get it tomorrow. So yeah, I'll probably get it tomorrow. So it come on Sunday. Because, you know, Prime. Yeah, it's a free delivery Saturday, October the 23rd. I told you. Yeah. Prime move quick. So y'all go get the book, because of the blood of Jesus, my mind is still focused, especially during COVID-19. Yeah. So I think it come out December 17th of 2020. So y'all go get that book and bless Apostle Boat Writer. It won't hurt you. Hallelujah. Devotional book. Yeah, because since it's a devotional book, it can be used over and over again. Yeah. You don't have to buy. You'll receive yours on Monday, Sister Dot. Okay. You don't have to put it up, because I done read it, and, you know. Because me, I usually pass my books along to somebody else. But this particular one, I would keep it, use it as a devotional, and use it over and over because of the scriptures and the personal notes and all that. In the days up top, you know, you got your first day, your second day, and then over here you got the first, let's begin. I like all that kind of carrying on. Yeah. And you can read up on some things in here and go from there and keep your devotional. Yeah, I like this right here. Yeah. Now that Hackney, you know, there's a Hackney, I think it's Apostolic Church. Is that in the UK? I think it's in the UK, Apostle. And baby, you come out some churches. Oh, they churches over there. And I said, one day the Lord may bless me to go over there in church with them. Sometimes they have on all red and black. I guess it's a choir or somebody. All yellow and black or blue and white. And when I tell you they let go and let God have his way up in that camp, whoo, I love watching them. And people on the side, because that's my kind of church right now. I said, I know that's right. Yeah. And they got that, what we call back in the day, the double rapping. Yeah, I love it, I love it, I love it. So I just thank God, I just thank God. And when I saw that name, that reminded me of Hinckley's, Hinckley over there in the UK. Hallelujah. So listen, I'm going to one more request of the morning. And when we come back, the studio is still open. If anyone have anything they would like to say, if not, I will pray us out this morning. And we pray the Lord bring us back Monday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to this one. Thank you, Lord. Prayer request over to the prayer request club, and I didn't check it, and Sister Dot didn't check it, because I'm so used to the personal messenger, and I think that's where everybody was sending, you know, a prayer request online, you know, just put it on the page. But I know sometimes people may not want people to know their business, so Sister Dot and I, we're going to try and keep up with that and check it more often. Okay, okay. All right, Brother Anthony said he's busy this morning, but everyone have a blessed rest of the day and a blessed weekend as well. Amen. Yeah, Brother Anthony. Okay, Sister Rita, the load been lighting on you today. Now, he didn't make it in. He didn't make it in. Hallelujah. And so, yeah, he must have put that over there. I think it was the doctor, September the 29th. And we missed that. Yeah, it came through Messenger. I figured that over at the prayer club, Sister Dot, I think that's where it comes through over there. Yeah. And so I got to go over there and check more often, too, to make sure we're picking up on every prayer request so that we can pray. And I'm going to post over there as well. If you would be so kind as to send your prayer request to my messenger over at Barbara Jean Pittman on Facebook, I'll get it quick. I'll get it quicker and I'll be able to respond right back. Yeah. All right, Evangelist Maven. Wait a minute, where she went at that quick? Yes, she said, have a great weekend, everyone. God bless you. God bless you. I see you in the studio recording and doing this and that. I see you over there, Robin Lynn, maybe. So we thank God for you. Help, sister, help of one another. God bless you this morning. And as Brother Frank says, that the sister with Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Ooh, that tickled me so good, I didn't know what to do. I said, no. She done included Brother Frank that talked about it. Brother Frank that heard it. He don't forget nothing. Oh, it was just too funny. And so we just thank God today, but we are going, all right, Sister Marvelette, Lita, Sister Marvelita, all right. And so we're going to pray for Brother D this morning. And we are so sorry we missed that prayer request on September the 29th, but we didn't know. We didn't know. So we're going to pray for him, and we're going to pray out this morning. Unless someone has something they would like to say, because we still have a little time left. Good morning, Sister Rita. God bless you. Well, let me do that right quick. Let me do that right quick. And then we're going to pray for Brother D, and then we'll pray out. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman, Sister Mary Ann. Good morning to you, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Laura, Mr. Mason and Miss Deborah. Good morning to you, Alexis and Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, which is not here. She called me yesterday and showed me all the beautiful blue water. Oh, my goodness, because she's cruising right now. Yeah. Good morning to you, Sister Diane and Sister Jerry. Good morning to you, Sister Angela Foot and Sister Anna Lee Foot. Good morning, Mama. And good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopps. Played our song. We're not the only one who love it, Kim. And good morning to you, Pastor Boatwright. And are these all the ladies? Okay, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, and Sister Yvonne. And good morning to you, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D. And we're going to pray for you, Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother Cal. Good morning, Cal. God bless you. Brother George West Terry, Brother Lee Hamilton, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, and Brother Marquez Griffin. Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody. And those that are coming through the archives and the podcast, good morning to you this morning. Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, good morning to you. God bless you. Sister Angela in California, good morning to you and God bless you. So those that are coming through the podcast and the archives, God bless you this morning. And Evangelist Maven, Brother Lewis, say, hey, Robin Lynn. God bless you this morning. I thank God for each of you. And I thank you for this little cute. Have a groovy weekend. Thank you for the little cute puppy there, Sister Rita, and the little girl. I don't know what she is, a little dragon or something. I guess that's what that is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I like getting gifts now. Y'all know me. What you finna say, Evangelist Mae? Hey, Brother Louis, love you, man, is what she said. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So let's pray this morning, and we're going to pray for Brother D, and then we'll pray out. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. Father, we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you that we can come before you at any time. You're never too busy. You're always on our side. We're grateful unto you, and we appreciate you this morning. Father, we love you, for it was you who first loved us. And Lord, you said to cast your cares upon you, for you careth for us. And we know that you care for Brother D. But Lord, we're casting Brother D upon you. He's our care. We care about him. We love him today, Father. And we bring him before you. And we ask that whatever the situation may be today, even, that God, you would bless Brother D, that you would fix his heart and regulate his mind, that, Lord, you would bring him in a place with you. Father, we ask that you would rebuke the devourer for his sake, the devourer at bay away from him, and strengthen Brother D this day in the name of Jesus. Because so many times the enemy has tried to destroy him, tried to kill him, God. But, Lord, you yet intervened and spared his life. I know you have a calling on his life. And, Father, I ask that you would show him what the call is. God, if you chose him, show him what you chose him for and make it plain to him. Strengthen him in faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, bless his family, bless his son and his daughters, God. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus for Brother Demetrius Martin today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And Father, this weekend as we depart, we ask that you would go with each and every one of us, those coming through the archives and the podcast as well. Bless our families this weekend. Father, keep them safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, let no calamity come now our dwelling this weekend in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you would move for your people this day in a financial way. Father, for many standing in need of more. And Lord, we know that you're a God of more than. And we ask this weekend that, Father, you would give more in the area of finances in the name of Jesus. Money answereth all things. Do it for us this weekend in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And as we depart, also, Father, bless our going out. Bless our coming in and meet the need according to your riches and glory. By your son, Christ Jesus, again. We ask it this morning in your son, Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today. October the 15th through October the 17th, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sister Rita said that was a deer, not a dragon, but a cute little deer. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Rita. God bless you. God bless you. So listen, did I forget anything? Did I miss anything? Somebody say something right quick. Because I knew I was going to pray for Brother D, and I was going to pray us out, and I didn't know if I was... system. Oh, Sister Simone, did I call your name, honey bunny? Good morning, Sister Simone. I'm going to redo this list this weekend because I done marked it up and crossed it out and all kind of stuff. So I'm going to redo that this weekend. And let me look right quick because I don't want to leave nobody out. Sister Keisha, God bless you this weekend. And I don't think I left anybody out. Brother Mike in Orlando, God bless you this weekend. I think I said Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluke, and Sister. All right, we're going to redo it this weekend. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And we're going to our last song of the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, everybody. Get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
my pain, y'all. I can't hear you up there. Somebody rain it up here. Somebody rain it up here. You are the God of miracles, hey.
You are the God of miracles.
Ah, you are the God of wonders.
You are the God of wonders.
Thank you. We cast our cares upon you.
You are
for the you
God
care for us. That's what we can say.
Okay, wait a minute, hold on 1 minute and put this over here and then I can close out. Okay, where we at? I believe.